Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Devin Caney will join us at 11. BG Brandon Graham will join the show coming up at 12 today. The Phillies open a series tonight against the Houston Astros, a big one. And, of course, tomorrow night, the first round of the NBA draft. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Sorry about that. I was just reflecting on the movie I saw yesterday, 28 years later.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Good.
It's the best movie I've seen this summer.
The summer just started last week.
I mean, and that's why I said it like that, because there's a lot of movies coming out. As a matter of fact, I think Megan 2.0 is coming out Thursday, so I'm excited to see that. But so far, the summer movies, 28 years later, is really good. Really good.
All right, so a little movie review there from Hugh Douglas. All right, a lot to discuss today. Hugh, we know the Phillies open up a series tonight down in Houston. Don't anticipate Bryce Harper is going to be back in the lineup tonight. Probably not tomorrow. And quite frankly, none of us really know when Bryce Harper is going to get back. But here's what I have come around to realize. The Phillies are going to be okay without Bryce Harper, even if this thing is going to be a while. And I, you know, I made a mistake. 3 years ago, I sat here and said, when he broke his hand, right, broke the thumb in San Diego, 3 years ago, right around this time of the year, I came in here and said, nah, they're in trouble. There's no way they could sustain this without Bryce Harper. And they did. And they sustained it for months without Bryce Harper. And by the time he came back in late August, they were still in the position they needed to be to go on a run. And I'm not going to make that mistake again. Look, I have no idea when Bryce Harper's coming back. But I believe the Phillies can sustain the way they're playing right now without him. And let me give you a couple reasons, then we'll hear from Bryce. I'm curious what everyone thinks on this. 215-592-9494. All right, number one, they're playing well without him. And this isn't a surprise, or it really shouldn't be, considering his tenure in Philadelphia. So Bryce Harper went on the injured list on June 7th. That's the day they put him on the injured list, Saturday, June 7th in Pittsburgh. We woke up to the news that day he was being put on the injured list. They were 37-26 that day. They're 10-5, and that includes losing those next two games in Pittsburgh. So they're 10-5 since he went on the injured list, and they started off losing the first two. So they won 10 out of their last 13 without him. Okay, number two, he wasn't playing great to begin with, right? This wasn't MVP Harper that we've seen in the past. He was, probably partly because of the wrist, not having a special season. So, you know, when a guy's having a special season, it's really hard to replace that. When a guy's having a pretty good year, you know, you could kind of make up for that in different ways. So they don't have to make up for an MVP bat. He wasn't that this year. And the third thing is, it's the pitching. The Phillies win on their starting pitching, whether or not they have Harper or they don't have Harper. So I have no idea when this guy's coming back. But I do think the Phillies are going to be able to sustain without him, even if he's out a while here. And the numbers are pretty remarkable. And this is not just this year. It's not just last year. It's not just 22. Bryce Harper has been here 7 years, 2019 through 2025. This is his seventh year as a Philly. And in that time, he has missed or not played in. You know, right, there's been injuries, there's been days off, whatever. He has missed over 162 games. He's missed actually 165 games. The Phillies have a higher winning percentage without him than they do with him over a lot of years now. Baseball's a game where you could lose one player and sustain. Hugh, when he went down, I think we all were like, oh no. And then they've done all right without him. And I'm at the point now where I think they could sustain this if he's going to be out a while. Hugh, where do you come down as the Phillies get ready for a series against the Astros? No idea when Bryce is coming back. If he's out a significant amount of time, let's say months here, can they sustain the way they're playing without him?
Months. Like I was about to
say. Well, it's already almost been a month.
Yeah. I mean, but I would feel better if he was out there. To ask them to keep this up for a couple months, I don't know if that's the case, Joe. I don't. I think that Bryce Harper's important to this. And there's something to be said about when a guy goes out early in the season and you're fighting for a playoff spot. I remember when Donovan got hurt when Coy came in and then AJ came in. The mindset was, you know, we have to hold this together until Donovan comes back. But when you talk about trying to win championships or things of that nature, which we were talking about, can't do it without him because that's how important he is. Now, you try to keep your head above water until he gets back. That's if that's what you're talking about. But if you're talking about going all the way, no, they can't do it without Bryce.
Well, I'm talking about a few months. I'm talking like in 2022, this is exactly the time period, right? It was late June then. It was early June now. Mm-hmm. But he missed basically the whole summer, Bryce Harper, in 2022. That year, that team sustained without him. They didn't need him to stay in the race the whole summer. And I think this team could do it too. Again, if Bryce Harper was having... And we've seen it before. If he was having an MVP caliber season, if he was on pace to be a top five MVP guy, that's almost impossible to replace. He wasn't on pace for that. I think, you know, with the pitching they have and the other guys in the lineup stepping up, which has happened. I mean, look at some of the guys in the last few weeks. They've played better. Now, Hugh, is it a coincidence that these guys have played better without him? I don't know. I mean, Alec Bohm has hit for a while now. Otto Kemp has come up here in place of Bryce Harper and helped out. I mean, sometimes I think in sports, you mentioned the Donovan thing. Sometimes when a star quarterback goes down, or in this case, a star baseball player, it feels like, you know, I don't know. I've never been in one of these locker rooms in a huddle, but it feels like it's either subconscious or conscious where everyone realizes, hey, we got to step up a little bit. And that's what
that's
it feels
it
like
is.
The Phillies are doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But realistically, if we want to ultimately get to where we want to get, we need Bryce Harper in that lineup. And I think that's what we're talking about because that's the way that I think about it, Joe. Can they sustain this for a little bit of time? I think so. But they're a much better team, in my opinion, with Bryce Harper out there because there's too many special moments that he's had that we've seen when he's out there on the field that, you know, you just can't deny.
So, no one denies he's a really good player and he helps whatever team he's on. And theoretically, I agree. Of course, they're better with Bryce Harper than, like, Otto Kemp. But they've won at a high clip without him. I mean, this... If this was a 1 year sample or a 15 game sample, I would say, come on, like that's not enough. It's been years. Bryce Harper has missed a lot of games, unfortunately, right? It's just kind of the story of Bryce mm-hmm. Harper.
Been injured.
He's missed games, and a lot of these are all different things, right? We know he had the elbow surgery, and we know he got hit in the hand, and now it's the wrist. Like he's missed time with different things back in different years. But the reality is, Bryce Harper has missed a lot of baseball games with the Phillies over 7 years. And the Phillies' winning percentage when he doesn't play is better than when he does play. Now, it's not dramatic. It's pretty close. But your instinct would be they're way worse without Bryce Harper. That's not actually what happens. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies could sustain this level of play if Bryce Harper is to miss, let's say, a significant amount of time, months? Let's just use I'm trying to kind of make it.
Give me a time. Yeah.
Yeah. If he's out until mid to late August, can they sustain this? That's two more months without Bryce Harper.
Ooh,
mid to late August.
It's a long time, Joe.
I get it. I think they can.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Curious where everyone comes down. 215-592-9494. We have no idea when Harper's coming back. Let's hear from Bryce Harper, who spoke this weekend. This was right before the series began against the New York Mets. And you kind of hear the uncertainty in his voice about what he's even dealing with.
No, I mean, we haven't really got too many answers about it. It's been pretty sporadic, I guess, trying to, you know, get some answers and stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of inflammation in there, and just try to calm that down the best we can and, do the best we can with that.
As far as you know, it's just inflammation. You know, issue causing no structural injury?
No, there's no structural issues. Like, I won't need surgery or anything like that. I mean, we've talked to, you know, multiple doctors and things, but... You know, just a lot of inflammation in that area.
Bryce, given that it did go away and come back, is there any concern that could happen again in August, September? Will you do anything different as far as your between games work, taking through swings, anything like that to manage it once you are back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously a great question, but, like, it's a question that I can't really answer right now because I don't know. I'm not happy that it came back, right? I was pain-free for probably, 4.5 months, and then it came back just randomly. That's always tough, but I think those are things that we're going to have to answer, once I get going again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So when I was driving in today, I heard Elliot on with the morning show, and he talked about why he's not all in on the Phillies. And one of them was the uncertainty around Bryce Harper. And Hugh, what struck me listening to him talk on Friday and just hearing it again, he may come back in a month or 3 weeks or whatever. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any guarantee in anyone's mind this doesn't pop up again? I mean, he just said it there.
Yeah,
it
went the way he said it.
It went away for four and a half months, and then it came back. So, like, this is a reality the Phillies may have to deal with. Again, we're just coming up with, basic timelines that we could all wrap our mind around. But there's also a reality that he could come back in 2 weeks, and then it comes back again, and he's in and he's out. I'm at the point where I have no idea what we're getting out of Bryce the rest of the season, but I think the Phillies could sustain it. Hugh, listening to him, he sounds like he doesn't even really understand what he's doing.
I was about to say that. It's when you talk about it reoccurring, and he says something to the effect of not having to have surgery, I don't know what that means. Hmm. If it's something that you can't correct and it keeps coming back, I can't wrap my mind around that, because that makes – I don't understand that. So when you hear him say it like that, it is cause to wonder how he's going to be when he does come back, and,
yep.
and if we'll ever see the Bryce Harper that we're used to seeing. I would like to believe so, because he said that, it popped up later on. So hopefully it's something by him taking as much time as he's trying to take, because now it makes sense when Dombrowski was talking about it, what he was talking about when he said it's up to him to come back. I think he wants to wait until he feels absolutely comfortable with it, so that it won't reoccur during the season.
Let's hear some timeline ideas. At least it was thrown out Sunday Night Baseball. Bryce was on the broadcast. Listen to what he said when asked about, hey, could it be soonish, 10 days or so? Here's Bryce Harper with the ESPN Sunday Night broadcast a couple nights ago.
I know Phillies fans are dying to know, what are you hoping for in terms of a timetable of coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now, because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well.
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me, and was able to play through it pretty well, and then went away in the offseason and, came back slowly this year, and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
All right, there's a lot of uncertainty. You hear it in his voice. He's very kind of vague in the timeline.
He's trying to be as positive as you can be in a situation where you don't know exactly what's going on.
I think that's exactly it. He doesn't know. I mean, he could come back soonish, and then maybe it reoccurs, or he comes back soon and it's great. None of us know. But I do feel strongly about this. If he's going to have to miss a significant amount of time, I think the Phillies could sustain this. Their pitching carries him. It's not their offense. That's not what this team is about. They're about their starting pitching. And he wasn't having a great year anyway. 215-592-9494. If Bryce Harper has to miss a significant amount of time, and we are on, what, day 17 now of his absence since the injured list stint, can the Phillies sustain this level of play? I think they can. Hugh doesn't. Kyle, where do you come down as we await Bryce Harper's return, whenever that is?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is about as good as we can ask for the team to be playing for this stretch without him. I think if it were to break out for another month or two, and we had this big enough sample size of this team this season, I think we'd look like we're about maybe a just above 500 team. Not a team that I would feel confident in, competing for anything, competing for the division. I think what changes our perspective a lot is the fact that the Mets are in free fall and that we're in first place in the division right now. Like, if we were still four games back of the Mets, then we would all be sitting here saying, no, we need Bryce Harper back. I know he's not having his greatest season this year, but in May, when he was with the team, he played 24 games. He was hitting .308 and an OPS of .864.
Yeah, that's good. That's very
good. So, that's something that I think we all need in the lineup. And I do think it's coincidence that they're playing this well without him. This just so happens to align with some of the best outings we've gotten from Suarez, Sanchez, and Lizardo. So, I don't know. I think eventually it'll level itself out. I'm not going to take the leap and say that, that sort of like you're saying, that it's no coincidence that they're playing this way without Bryce Harper. I definitely think it's a coincidence, and I think they need him back as soon as he's ready.
215-592-9494. Look, I mean, some of that is accurate, right? Maybe there is coincidence. All I know is this. Since he went down, they have beaten the Cubs and the Mets. I mean, they have won those series without him, and they've scored runs. Like, again, if they were winning all these games 2-1, you start to say, that's not sustainable, right? I can't keep doing that. They scored 11 to beat Toronto in a game. They scored 7 to beat Chicago in a game. This weekend, they scored 10 and 7 to win the two games against the Mets. It's not like the offense has been dragging without him.
It's better with him in.
Well, yeah, in theory.
And like it will probably, look, it could cool off if he came back, but I think it's probably going to cool off again. Say we do play this out and he misses another 3-4 weeks or whatever.
Which is certainly possible.
Right. I think we're going to see the offense cool off. And we'd probably be sitting here saying, like, all right, let's get this guy back in the lineup.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Sometimes we start a show and I have a sense of how people are going to feel on something. I don't know today. I mean, I understand the logic of he's one of the better players in baseball. And without him, in theory, they're worse. But I also see the reality that I've seen a lot of Phillies baseball in 7 years without him. I saw 2022 summer without him, and they won a lot of baseball games. I've seen the last 15 days without him, and they've won a lot of baseball games. My point is, I think they could sustain if this thing is a few more months away. 215-592-9494, specifically because this is a team built on starting pitching, not his bat. Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Once again, Joe, I'm agreeing with you.
Wow, this is like a record for us. This is crazy.
I think this is like a beginning of the week thing. And
yeah.
By the end of the week, I'm back on my normal.
Yes, that's true.
So there's a couple things here. You mentioned them already. The pitching being one. First of all, Bryce hasn't really had that great of a season anyway. So it's not like he was hitting 320 and 25 home runs and 50 RBIs. We're not like we're missing that much. For me, the key has been so far the reemergence of Boehm and Stott to a degree, and Marsh have been hitting. I can deal with JT. Like, I don't even care if JT hits. His more valuable to the team is his catching and handling his pitching staff, which is one of the best in the league, if not the best. So with all those things said, I'm totally fine not having to rush Bryce back, because if you rush him back, what's going to happen? Probably the same thing in late August or early September. His wrist is going to be bad again. So just keep him out while we're, as long as we're going good and staying above 500 and close to the top of the league, there's no reason to rush him back.
I subscribe to that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, there is some, you think about some players on some teams and you take their bat out of the lineup and the whole thing probably would crater. He's not having his, well, he wasn't, right? Maybe he could change it when he cuts back. But because he wasn't having his typical year, we say the name like, oh no, Bryce Harper's out, and you feel it, but then you look at what he did the first 2 months and you're like, all right, that was helped, but we could get by for a little while without that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't writing him off for the year. I'm just saying he's really not having a good year. So it's, right now, if Otto the garbage man can still stay in the game and spell some of these guys and hit the way he's been hitting, he's a big help too. So, it all works out right now.
Well, there's no question. Jeff, we appreciate it. So I just pulled up the numbers because I was curious how the numbers looked compared to just my memory and our eyes and like our feelings on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So Bryce Harper got hurt. I think I had the dates exactly right. The day he got hurt in 2022, he broke his thumb. He got hit by a pitch. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite audio moments in WIP history when the broadcast had the visceral reaction to Bryce Harper's thumb getting hurt. It was Michael Bourne was on the broadcast that night, and he said out loud what all of us thought that night. Oh, bleep, right? And he got hurt, and it was like, oh, no, they're screwed without Bryce Harper. But they weren't. And the next 2 months, they played very good baseball, and when he got back, they were still right where they were when he left, which is right there in the race. And actually, they were in a better spot when he got back from a standings perspective. And that summer, they were eighth in baseball and offense without him. And those dates, you take him away, they were eighth. They still were what they were, which is a good offense without Bryce Harper. Again, this isn't an anti-Bryce thing. This is more of, hey, this is baseball. And the team is built on pitching. This isn't an offensive team. It used to be. Mm-hmm. This is a pitching team. Ron and Monco is up. Good morning, Ron.
Ron.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Ron.
I got good news. My Metamucil made it this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
I like I take Metamucil.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, this is what I wanted to hear today.
Keep everything.
Regular?
All right. Well, this is a great question. And I'm so happy we got a different something else to talk about. We're not beating up on our Super Bowl winning quarterback.
You're like some people like Hugh. Yeah, that's right.
Hater Hugh.
The nerve of that.
All right, listen. I'm going to give everybody something to think about here. Mm-hmm. Between 2013-14, all the way fast forward to 2018, Washington Nationals were projected to go to the World Series.
Mm, I know where he's going with this one, Joe.
Where are we going, Hugh?
Talking about Bryce Harper.
He leaves in 19, and boom, they win the World Series.
you played right into Joe's hand.
Okay.
Joe.
These are facts, Hugh. I mean, these are facts.
I can't deny it.
Yeah, no, you can't deny it. Here's the thing. If without making trades like they plan on doing or we hope they're going to do to get a bat or two in here, okay, if they can do that, yeah, they definitely can win without him. If they don't get those pieces, no, they can't win without him. And I don't want to bash Harper. I never wanted him. It wasn't the player so much. It was partly the player, but it was – I didn't want it to go in this direction in free agency. I wanted to build it in the farm system and do it the right way, sustain it. Something it's a dream of mine, you know what I mean, Joe? To do it the right way, you know? But we're going to see what happens in the next year. And JT Realmuto, you want it? That kid, Abel, they got smoked?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, you can blame that on your great catcher.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay, and let me tell you, and if you know baseball and you watch it closely, JT kept calling that down and in to the left-handed hitters, that's called their G-spot. Okay, and four of them went out of the park. His fastball, he's framing right down the middle of the plate. So hang that on JT.
No blame on Abel for throwing it to the spot you're talking about?
He's a rookie, and he's not shaking off Realmuto. He's not shaking him off.
The league also might have a book now a little bit on Abel. He's kind of a two-pitch guy. I mean, the book might be out a little bit, right?
You need to expand his repertoire a little bit.
Listen, I wanted JT more than I wanted Harper. I was more excited about JT 6-7 years ago coming here than I was about Harper. JT, to me, he's a fantastic catcher, defensive catcher, okay? But I was very disappointed with his career here with the bat. I thought I was getting the
kid. Thought we got 3 or 4 good years. I mean, it's obviously declined since then. And Ron, we appreciate the phone call. I thought JT provided a lot of offense for his first 3 or 4 years here. And now, I mean, this is natural. It's a catcher declining. 215-592-9494. It wasn't long. Would it take 20 minutes for the first call to remind us that the Nationals won without Bryce Harper? I mean, you knew it was coming. I mean, it was. There's no question about it. All right, where do you come down on this? Bryce Harper is out. We have no idea when he's coming back. I mean, it's very vague. Every single time it gets brought up, it's like, yeah, maybe this, that. It could come back. They have no idea. Let's just call it for what it is. He could show back in the lineup tomorrow and then be hurt again. He could miss 2 months. He could be back in 2 weeks and be fine. I don't know. You don't know. But if the Phillies are without Bryce Harper for a sustained period, a few months, can they sustain the level of play they're at right now? I think they can. They're a pitching team. And Bryce Harper wasn't having a great year anyway. It's baseball. 3 years ago, in 2022, I was like, they're screwed without him. And they weren't. I'm not doing it again. I think the Phillies could sustain this even if he's not back for a while. Hugh doesn't feel it, nor does Kyle. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Devin joins us at 11. Your calls on this coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.